Ernst & Young have roles available in tax, corporate finance, audit and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. Ernst & Young, proud sponsors of the Made Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
We have Keys 1, followed by Downing 1, First and Third 1, followed by St Cat's 1, Jesus 1, Pembroke 1, LNBC 1, Queen's 1, Fitzwilliam 1, Clare 1, Magdalen 1, Emmanuel 1, Trinity Hall 1, Christ 1, King's 1, Churchill 1 and Robinson 1.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks very much, Claire. I believe I just heard a 1 minute cannon. Kayla is over at first base corner for us, so we will head on over to Kayla now.
That's right. At first post corner now, I can see the crews being pushed out, getting ready for the start. The lineup's looking pretty good, and I think we'll probably see some bumps to be perhaps at first post, but more likely up by Grassy. I should mention also, I think we've got Girton M1 acting as the sandwich boat at the foot of the first men's division. They bumped Downing M2 at the head of Division 2 a few hours ago. We've just had the starting gun go off, and they're out to a storming start. Keys are looking really, really strong here, and they must be rating in the mid-40s quite comfortably, looking very sharp. Downing not looking too bad either, following them up, maintaining probably 2 boat lengths, so on station. Behind them, first and third look to be blown into the towpath shore slightly as they started off, and they don't have a particularly great line coming into first post corner. Keys has probably pushed their lead up to 2.5 boat lengths on Downing now. Downing still storming along, and they've pushed it to 2.5 on first and third. First and third looking fairly loose and relaxed, but not rating very high coming around first post. And they're followed up by St. Cat, who are looking to be challenged by Jesus. Jesus probably up to a boat length and a half on Cats, and they may be looking to approach them closer to Grassy. Following Jesus, we've got Pembroke M1 holding station on Jesus, not looking particularly sharp in the front end of this boat. Nonetheless, getting some good shove. Maggie, looking very strong, holding about a length and a half, and I think they'll be creeping forward, taking a very strong line against first post corner. Following them, we've got Queens M1, not challenging Maggie at all, and behind them, Fitz, who look to be in within about a length and a half off of Queens. Claire, are you at Grassy Corner, and can you guys see anything developing between Keys and Downing up there?
It's Benedict here at Grassy. It never ceases to amaze me quite how quickly the head of the M1 division reaches Grassy Corner, especially when the head is this Keys crew. They are flying down the river. They have awesome power, beautiful technique, so perfectly set in the river. They're chased by Downing, also a fantastic crew. Watching them
Benedict.
For the next few days is going to be absolute pleasure. Yes, Kayla.
At first post corner, we're looking to see a bump here from Emma on Magdalen. Very, very close. Oh, I've just seen their bow ball run up onto the stern of the Magdalen boat, and Magdalen has conceded right at the apex of the corner. They'll be pulling in, hopefully in time, to avoid getting hit by Kings and Churchill. And it appears, actually, that there's been quite a big distance, actually, between them. We've got Churchill coming up on Kings, and very closely followed by Robinson M1, and even more closely followed by Girton, and I've just seen a bump. Girton, the foot of the division, have bumped Robinson M1. Back to you at Grassy.
Okay. St. Cat's have passed me. Jesus have passed me. Looking close on the back of, indeed, St. Cat's. Also, Pembroke have gone past me. Queens row past now. LNBC gaining ever so slightly on Pembroke. Queens losing their grounds to them. And then behind them, that is the blade of Fitzwilliam, who've lost their ground side to Queens. They would look like they were gaining on them earlier. It seems they've lost that now as they row down past the plough. Now come Claire, clear water between them and Fitz, who they're chasing. There's perhaps two and a half boat lengths, and then no boats following as far as I can see, although I imagine that's Trinity Hall coming round the corner now. I'm going to go to Claire, she's on Ditton, and then we'll come back to me and catch up on the second half. Claire.
Yes, thank you, Benedict. I'm on Ditton, we just had the beautiful Keys crew coming around the corner, doing very, very well, followed by Downing. They're still about 2 boats length ahead of Downing, though, and I do not see Downing catching up on them anytime soon. They really are flying. On Downing, we've got first and third, who are coming around the corner, about a boat and a half length ahead of Cats. But the real excitement
difference between St. Cat's and Jesus. Jesus are now almost feet away from coming in overlap with St. Cat's. So we are expecting to see a bump possibly any moment now. The St. Cat's Cox looks very worried. She's looking around, but is she going to concede? As they run into long reach, moving up to Andy. Andy, can you see what's going on down there?
I can't see too much from where I am at the moment, so I'm stationing myself slightly further down. At the moment, the Keys crew, they're just coming into my eye line as I see, and they look to be going pretty well. But we'll go back to Benedict at Crafty, because I think he'll be able to give you more action than I've got here. Benedict.
Okay, thank you. It wasn't Trinity Hall that were coming down, because they had been bumped by Christ further up. It was, in fact, Kings, followed by Churchill. They're both holding station and going down, yes.
Up here at Disney Corner, I can say that Jesus have indeed bumped St. Cat's, and they are trying to clear the river very quickly. It's starting to get a bit messy up here. Quite a lot of crews trying to find their way down. Meanwhile, we've got LNBC, who seem to have just bumped up on Pembroke. They're pulling over to the side, looking very happy with themselves. After them, we now have Queens and Fitz pulling up on the river. They seem to be quite a big distance between those two, so it's unlikely that Fitz are going to bump anytime soon. And then, as I thought, I have Claire coming past me now. Back to Benedict, the Grassy.
Okay, all the boats have gone past me. Only those who've been bumped, or who have bumped indeed, are finishing and rowing down. It's all with you. Let's go down to Andy. He'll be at the top of the division. Andy.
Yeah, and I'm following the first three boats as we go down. These were looking superb as they went past me. They were five or six lengths clear of Downing, and they were cruising, to be honest. They just got under the railway bridge, and I can confirm that Keys will most certainly be rowing over. In fairness, Downing looked to be rowing quite well, and they themselves had opened up quite a big gap over first and third. So I think top three boats, they've all gone past me, and they are all going to row over quite comfortably. As I head slightly back up, where I'm going about halfway down the reach at the moment, is the Queen's boat. Queen's still being chased by Fitzwilliam. They don't look in too much comfort at the moment. I'd probably say there's two lengths of ceiling. For the moment, we're going back up.
Here at Ditton, we've just had Fitzwilliam come round the corner. They are chasing them, which is Kings, but they are far away from Kings. I doubt there's going to be a bump there anytime soon. On the side of the river, we have the bump crews. We have St. Catherine's, who were bumped by Jesus, and Pembroke, who were bumped by LNBC. Just chilling, taking a well-earned rest, looking absolutely exhausted. Back up to you, Andy. Is there any chance of a bump emerging near you?
There aren't going to be any bumps down here, unfortunately. Queen, they've gone past me. They were looking fairly comfortable. About two and a half lengths ahead of Fitz. And in fairness, I think Fitz have put up quite a good row. They pulled out in front of Claire. That gap's probably at least three boat lengths, maybe three and a half. Claire, I can hear the cocks as they go past me now, and I can see Joel Jennings in the stroke seat. They're still pushing. They're still going for it. To be honest, I can't see them making any impression on Fitz. The gap's still about a good three boats. As I look back up the river, there's a long gap before we approach. It looks to be and then Churchill behind that. For the moment, we'll head back up to Claire.
Here at Ditton, as I said, everyone's moved on. I think the ones that you can see coming around the corner will be Kings and Churchill, because I believe that more than Emmanuel bumped further down the river. Meanwhile, we've got the crews that have bumped or were bumped coming on down. We have Trinity Hall that's just chilling, cruising past. And all of the spectators seem to be very excited on the side of the river. They're like winding down after a long day of bumps. It'll be really good to see tomorrow what happens with the Jesus and LNBC crews after their really exciting bumps that they carried out earlier. Back to you, Andy. Have you had any sign of Kings or Churchill yet?
Yeah, I'm just thinking. Sorry, when I was last on commentary, I said Magdalen. Kings. Magdalen were bumped by Emma. So it was Kings who were going past me. They'd just gone under the railway bridge. And they're, probably seven or eight lengths ahead of Churchill. So they've really pulled out in front of them. Churchill going past me now. They're just going under a railway bridge. They're still giving it their best effort. They're rating probably about 28-30. But they're not going to catch King. And there is nobody behind them. As we look up river, a couple of boats beginning to just row back down who are bumped or been bumped. So So that is all the racing, all the crews, or Churchill just about be crossing the finish line in a minute. So we will go back up to Benedict at Grassy for a rundown of the provisional bump.
Thank you, Andy. So here it is, as we called it. Keys will row over, Downing also row over, as will first and third. St. Cat's were bumped by Jesus, Pembroke bumped by LMBC. Queens and Fitz and Clare all look set to row over. Magdalen bumped by Emma, Trinity Hall bumped by Christ, Kings row over, Churchill row over, and down at the bottom, Robinson bumped by Girton, which means Girton are in the first division of May bumps for tomorrow. Back to the studio.
97.2.
Your city.
Your Cam FM.